Hey everybody, this is Hubert.
And I'm Stefan.
And what are we going to talk about today?
I'm hungry.
Sorry we've been gone for such a long time. First, our server sucked, and then we, we're going to make a podcast, but...
Oh!
Would you cut that out? Put that away! You're a twit, and I'm going to edit that out. That was a mistake. Stefan was just being stupid.
Kilo.
You hit my shoulder. You know that Ben has really bad aim? Ben was putting that breast stuff in my mouth. This one really hit my cheek. I'm like, my lips taste minty right now.
I just sprayed this in Coke Can's mouth.
Your Coke Can now?
I guess so.
Okay.
Ah, no,
dude, put it away. You idiot.
My eye.
He's gonna smell.
Stefan is spraying deodorant all over the place. And I think I'm gonna take out my knife and...
I'm done.
You can see it, look at it. You can see it. And it's all in my mouth.
I'm gonna put you in a straitjacket from now on.
We're good. I'm just experimenting. I wanted to see how Coke Can smelled when he didn't smell like B.O.
Oh!
Now my mouth smells like Axe.
Snap!
She, like, threw it in my face.
I like Axe Kilo.
The next girl to make out was Beware.
He's going to win a prize!
it's gonna be Mr. Axe Kilo, man.
It's like nasty. It's
talk
like,
louder, you can't be heard from back there.
I don't like Coke with Axe in my mouth. It tastes like crap.
Then I'll drink your Coke.
Oh,
logically enough. Anyway, we're going to talk about stuff today. What should we start with?
Random things.
Get out of here.
Why?
Because.
Where is he?
Leave and close the door.
I got Axe sprayed all over my face.
They smell like man.
Oh crap, I just said her name. I have to edit that out too. I'll just put a big beep over all of this crap.
Okay, get out of here.
Close the door.
Okay.
Person. Close the door all the way.
All the way.
Okay, we are going to talk today about people who think they're too good for the rest of us and steal the soccer ball and hog it.
Is not leaving the premises.
Excuse us for a moment. So yeah, sorry, a person was just in my bedroom annoying us. And we had to pause and take care of her.
And by the way, we're not actually in Hubert's bedroom. We're reporting from the train station in Silver City, New Mexico.
Would you just shut up about that? Today we're reporting from the bedroom. It's the first time and last time ever.
Which, in the episode before that one, the Silver City, New Mexico train station turned into a Romulan war zone.
Sorry everyone, we have already recorded this episode, but it sucked really, really bad. So we decided not to post it.
Because of Hubert.
It was not because of me. You...
People wanted people wanted to shoot Hubert.
He's a liar. It was all Stefan.
Hubert's ugly.
Stefan is brainless and ugly.
I'm ugly, yay!
And that was snowfire_6@hotmail.com.
Send him hate mail. You know you want to.
Oh yeah.
It's just because he's ugly.
Yeah, send him hate mail and tell him how ugly he is. Okay.
And his mouth.
Oh yeah, we were also gonna talk about teachers and the irrelevancy of what they teach.
Yeah, like today we got taught the binary code.
We don't need to know that. Only Bill Gates needed to know that. He fixed that for us already.
He had way too much time on his hands.
Apparently, he was a loser in high school. He failed like everything
except for computers.
Yeah, and he was a geek and well, obviously enough. But now, all the people who made fun of him are working for him, most likely. So it just shows how what goes around comes around.
So basically, if you know Bill Gates, shoot him and then inherit his fortune.
That doesn't work. Why would he leave a fortune to someone who made fun of him?
We've been over this already. We do not endorse murder on this podcast.
No, we haven't been over it already. That was on the secret, not posted podcast. Okay, for everyone who isn't in this room right now, we do not endorse murder. Go somewhere else to endorse murder. We don't do it.
Except for postman. You have to kill your postman.
Then there's this story. Snowfire_6@hotmail.com. Me, Stefan, Hubert and one of our other friends and another one of our friends were playing Xbox at one of our other friends' house. And
two unmentionable friends.
Right.
And Snowfire_6 goes, "Hey, Stefan, I'm gonna push the button." And you gotta picture this, right? Because one of the unmentionables is sprawled on the couch.
He just so happens to be a smaller, weaker, less fortunately built unmentionable.
Late right. Form. And he's laying there, sprawled out on the couch with the Xbox controller in his hand.
You didn't have an Xbox controller.
Okay, well, just sitting there sprawled out on the couch beside Snowfire_6@hotmail.com for no reason. So Snowfire6@hotmail.com goes, "Hey, Stefan, I'm going to push the button."
And
I go, yeah, completely.
Spontaneously, he swings his arm. Was it in a fist or was it pointed, like pointed?
It was like a slap.
Oh, so he swings
his arm open-handed,
and
crushes the unmentionable's genitals so far that they come out of his nostrils.
It just so happened to be a 10-minute ordeal after that.
At this point,
we are splitting ourselves laughing.
And the unmentionable is writhing on the ground in pain, going.
And then he jumps up on Snowfire6@hotmail.com. That's gonna take a long time to say. We should just call him SF.
I'm gonna call him Snowfire6@hotmail.com.
You go for that, I'll call him SF.
And then anyway, so he jumps back on Snowfire_6@hotmail.com.
And starts beating the crap out of him.
Until Snowfire6@hotmail.com.
But of course, being unfortunately built, he can't really beat the crap.
He has no effect whatsoever on my sexy abs.
He somehow ends up back on the ground.
Somehow.
At this point, teary-eyed, because he's just noticed that he is no longer able to start a family of his own.
I killed half his children. The other half were going to be defarmed.
Hey, we've already been going for 7 minutes. That beat our record of the other one, and we haven't even started talking about anything yet. That's awesome. Oh, yeah, don't you want to tell that story about the kids on the bus?
Yeah, it's really
No, wait, here,
kid.
He needs to tell it.
Everybody knows at junior high, it is the unwritten rule that grade 8s get the back of the bus, grade 7s get the front. That's just the way it goes. That's the way it's always gone. That's the way the world works. Anyway, Snowfire_6.
Lean closer to the mic. Stop talking to me. You need to talk to the microphone.
Is going to tell us the story about what happened at his unfortunate ghetto school.
It's very ghetto.
Okay, basically there was this one girl and she was like a pansy, so she went and told the principal that we were kicking all the grade 7s out the back.
Kicking them out the back of the bus?
We wanted to, but we didn't think that would go well with the bus driver, so we just had to kick them up the front. So we kicked them up front. The girl went, and she was on the bus, and she's like, "I told the principal we can sit wherever we want." And I was like, "We'll see about that, you pansy." So we went, and on the way home, because she decided to sit in the front, because me and my other friend, who looked really scary, were sitting at the front.
He doesn't look scary at all.
Yes, I do. I look scary with the switchblade.
No, the switchblade looks scary. You just look hilarious.
He doesn't even have a switchblade. He likes to think he does.
It's my switchblade.
I have a switch comb. I'll cut you with a comb. But so basically, we went and I put my legs up on the way home, like across the aisle so the grade 7s can come in the back.
And a girl came up and pushed it.
Shut up!
And a girl came up
shut
and
up,
pushed
shut
his
up.
Button.
All the way out the back.
No, so.
Stop it.
So
stop it! Stop it, you hooligans!
So the girl went and
I should get sane
for. She went and she stood in front of my legs and I was like VIP only. So she started frowning and walked up to the front again.
So telling the principal thing really had no effect except giving her a bad rap.
Pretty much.
And apparently she wasn't good looking, otherwise Snowfire_6@hotmail
would have been groveling on the ground for her to sit with him. But she wasn't.
Because he has kilo breath.
As of 5 minutes ago,
you have some big wad of spit stuck on your chin.
That was Snowfire_6@hotmail.com when he was trying to make out with me. He's a crazy guy.
You.
Oh, sorry.
You butt humping.
Sorry, whoever. Snowfire, what's your girlfriend's name again?
So you're gonna burn my girlfriend on this show too?
No,
come up with a name for her.
I'm gonna let her know that you're trying to
cheated on her with a guy.
You're trying to butt hump me with Aiden's.
I merely wanted a hug.
You could have asked for one instead of like sexually harassing me into giving him a hug.
I wanted a Coke.
And then I said I'm gonna give him a Coke, so he started humping me.
I resent that.
You resent that, but it's true.
Not necessarily.
Yes, it is.
Just the way it's true that you think you're good looking.
Well, I'm good looking. To some people.
To an ape.
To some people.
And to Tamara.
Not anymore.
Aww, Snowfire got dubbed.
Oh, that's too bad. Anyway. Oh yeah, we'd like to have a shout out to Snowfire6 for becoming a fan. Why did we pick that name for? It kind of gives away who our fan is.
No worries.
Yeah. Anyway, we would like to give him a shout out. Stop doing that. I had that just said. He was just screwing around my chair, and now I think I'm going to screw around with his face. Make it even more deformed. He's gone. Yeah, and we also want to say that we're gonna... Oh, just shut it. It's not that funny. You have flipped backwards over a chair.
And then the chair smoked me in the head.
I pushed the chair on you. That's why I whacked you in the head.
Whoever thinks that that's funny, getting pushed off the back of a chair and then having it land on their head.
You should come do it to Snowfire and then...
Oh, so, man, I can take it.
Okay, every fourth show from now on, so episode 4 and then episode 8 and from so on, we are going to do a play if someone wants to send one in, and everybody who sends one in might get a chance if it's decent.
I've broken my neck, guys. It's not cool.
It would have been very funny if you'd broken your neck, because then you would have been stuck in the brace like Alex.
I would have been dead.
Not necessarily.
No, we know a kid who broke his neck, and he just looked goofy, that's all. So he broke his neck and his self-confidence. If you're listening to this, I'm glad you don't know who we are. Probably doesn't know who we are.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he's out of the loop. He's a new kid.
I'm a new kid.
Okay.
Okay, we still love you, Snowfire.
And we'd also like to tell you...
It doesn't sound right coming from a guy.
But I'd also like to tell you that if you send us in fan mail, we will read it on the show, maybe.
Send you pictures of random things.
Yeah, write us scripts. We have nothing to talk about. Stop cutting my desk.
Okay. I'll cut your wrist.
You're a destructive force. It's like tornadoes.
Hurricane Jefferson.
Oh, crap. I'm gonna fix that.
You suck.
I will edit it.
You're on a roll today.
Yep, on a roll.
Get out of here.
I'll edit it all out.
Just so you know, that was Spencer.
So. What's the point?
It's
the
over.
Point?
Yeah, okay, I'm just gonna cut and paste it. So if all of a sudden one of our names sounds very different, it's because I cut it out from a different section of the show and stuck it over.
Either that, or I think we might just put beeps.
Yeah, we're gonna beep out all of the names.
Except for you've written Stephen and snowfire_6@hotmail.com.
Yeah, pretty much it. Alright, write to us. Make it interesting.
That's about it.
See ya.
Lights.